Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Fitted with a buttstock, the shooter simply places his trigger finger on the built-in finger ledge and uses his other hand to press the front of the rifle forward. As long as the shooter maintains that steady forward pressure, the rifle will fire continuously until it runs out of bullets, and it will empty a 100-round magazine, like the ones used in the Las Vegas shooting, in about 10 seconds. Those weapons do exactly what Congress meant to prohibit when it enacted the prohibition on machine guns, and those weapons are machine guns because they satisfy both disputed parts of the statutory definition.
The statutory definition of machine gun extends only to weapons that fire more than one shot automatically by a single function of the trigger. Mr. Cargill's non-mechanical bump stocks fall outside the statutory definition for two separate and independent reasons. First, a bumpstock-equipped rifle can fire only one shot per function of the trigger because the trigger must reset after every shot and must function again before another shot can be fired. The trigger is the device that initiates the firing of the weapon, and the function of the trigger is what that triggering device must do to cause the weapon to fire.
Now, this may seem like a very technical argument over one particular set of words in the U.S. Code, and it is, but that's whether, and that is going to determine whether, the non-mechanical bump stocks at dispute in the Supreme Court are going to be allowed to be illegal, as currently ruled by the ATF, or are going to be legal because not prohibited by the specific statute, single function of the trigger in an automatic fashion. Okay? That's Brian Fletcher, the Principal Deputy Solicitor General for the Department of Justice, on the one hand arguing they should be illegal, and Jonathan Mitchell arguing for the plaintiffs, arguing that it should not be illegal. Now, been talking about this a lot this morning because I think this is a good example of why the ordinary person's take on an issue is not what the Supreme Court usually gets to decide. The ordinary argument over bump stocks is, well, they fire real fast, so they ought to be illegal. Well, the rate of fire is not part of the statute, so that's irrelevant. Even though it's a great opinion to have, it doesn't have anything to do with the law. Likewise, somebody might say, bump stocks should be legal because, you know, Congress shall make no law restricting the right of the people to keep arms shall not be infringed. Sorry, I got to quoting the First Amendment, not the Second Amendment. They're restricting, so we ought to be able to have machine guns. That's a fine opinion to have. It's also not part of this conversation. The conversation is very specifically, does the ATF have the power through rulemaking to determine that a device that was not illegal for a long time is now illegal under a long-existing statute that goes back to 1930? That's the question. Now, in order to understand the mechanics at play, and I know a lot of people don't, but I'm doing this because I want you to be informed. The way a semi-automatic, you pull the trigger, the gun fires. The traditional, old, original kind of spring-loaded style of bump stock would be that you pull the trigger, the gun pushes against your shoulder, and then springs back against your finger, and oscillating between your shoulder and your finger, you get this repeated action. The bump stock at play, and by the way, everybody agrees that's illegal. Even the plaintiffs here agree that should be illegal. The question here is whether one that functions by you pushing forward on the barrel with your left hand, essentially pulling the trigger by pushing on the gun, and then letting the gun oscillate between your finger and the barrel push in a sliding device that kind of makes it easier to do, which you don't have to have to bump fire a gun. You can just bump fire it on your own. It's just a little bit more tricky. That's the question. And whether holding down the trigger continuously, like in a fully automatic machine gun, is fundamentally different than pushing forward on the barrel continuously while the gun slides back and forth within this sort of shell that you've put on the butt end of it up against your shoulder. That's the only question that's involved here. And Elena Kagan, who I don't get an awful lot of opportunity to just really, really praise, I thought asked a devastating series of questions against Jonathan Mitchell for the defense. And I'm going to let you hear it in its entirety. This is about 2 minutes long, but it's worth hearing because I think she got him to concede the case in this line of questions.
If a gun fires multiple shots at the push of a button or the flip of a switch and just keeps firing.
Yes. Clearly, that's a machine gun.
That's a machine gun.
Yes. That's United States against Camp, essentially.
Okay. And if a gun does the same thing, except now it's the push of two buttons.
So one button that fires and then the other button that's necessary?
Yes.
Both buttons necessary?
Yes.
And neither by themselves sufficient?
Yeah, I thought you say also on page 45 of your brief that a push-operated machine gun that requires the shooter to push and hold two buttons, that that would also qualify.
Right, because the two buttons together are acting as the trigger in that scenario.
So okay.
The trigger is the device that initiates the firing of the weapon. So if you need to push two buttons and not just one, then both the two buttons combined are the trigger.
Okay. So now, instead of doing two buttons, suppose you had one button, and with the other hand, you held the trigger.
One button that you're pushing, and then with the other hand, you're...
Yeah, instead of two buttons, right. It's one button, and you held the trigger.
And you need to do both to fire. You can't
Same
just do one.
Same as you just had to do two buttons, and mm-hmm. You conceded the two buttons is a machine gun. So now I'm saying instead of pushing two buttons, you push one button and you hold the trigger.
It's going to depend on how we define trigger. And the answer to that will not always be clear. The question is, can you extend the holding of the United States against Camp to this particular situation?
I have to say, yeah. I think you don't quite know what the answer to that is. If you have an answer, let me know. Because the difference mm-hmm. between pushing two buttons for mm-hmm. me and pushing one button and holding the trigger is not self-evident.
To pushing a button and holding the trigger, and you need to do both.
Same? I thought I was being pretty clear here.
Yeah.
You push two buttons, you say it's a machine gun. Now you don't push two buttons. You have to push one button and hold the trigger.
That shouldn't make a difference if they're both going to be considered. They either have to both be machine guns or neither. I don't think you can draw a distinction.
Correct.
And
you said the first is a machine gun, so the second has to be a machine gun. Okay. So now I guess I want to know, what's the difference between pushing a button and holding the trigger and pushing the barrel and holding the trigger? You've just described a bump stock.
Oops. can I revise my earlier answer? I mean, that's it. He's done. Because your other hand pushing against what is essentially a large button, the whole gun, pushing it forward, and your other hand holding the trigger, your other finger holding a trigger, is just the two-button gun. And that's a machine gun. Now, he's still going to argue, because his job is to continue to argue. But as she points out, if pushing a button and holding a trigger is a machine gun and produces what she calls a torrent of bullets, which is clearly what they're trying to prevent in the legislation, we're done here. Now, again, keep in mind, this is not about the question of whether you think it should be legal or you think it should be illegal. The question is, does the law currently prohibit? And all I'm saying is that in the conversation, the justices seemed very heavily to lean on making it illegal or allowing the ATF to make it illegal. And the lawyer for the company that was trying to say they should be legal completely lost his case talking to Elena Kagan in that interchange. 718 on News Radio 92.3. Jake Scott, traffic on the fives.
I'm not seeing anything out there on our roadways. No accidents reported by FHP and no congestion on our maps. It looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, I don't see anything slowing you down there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Looks like no slowdowns on Cervantes, and Caroline Street in Milton is good as well. If you see anything out there slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the Supreme Court, just to kind of finish up this conversation we've been having this morning. As Elena Kagan says, clearly what they intended was to prohibit this kind of a thing.
The statute comprehends is a weapon that fires a multitude of shots with a single human action. Whether it's a continuous pressure on a conventional machine gun holding the trigger, or a continuous pressure on one of these devices on the barrel. I can't understand how anybody could think that those two things should be treated differently.
And that's basically her point, and the point of several of the justices, I thought. Now, Brett Kavanaugh is in this court's iteration is kind of one of, it's not really a swing vote, but he's one of the, if you're going to pry any of the conservatives away, it'll be him. It'll be Amy Coney Barrett. Okay. And I don't think it really functions that way, but I'm just saying, you know, they're good as indicators of where the court's likely to go. And he asks, I mean, this is a devastating follow-up. He says, well, so how would you have written this statute to cover bump stocks if that's what they had meant to do?
How should it be defined now, in your view? You may have just answered this, sure. To cover bump stocks. In other words, tomorrow Congress said, Mr. Mitchell, how should we write the statute to cover bump stocks since function of the trigger, in your view, doesn't do it?
Well, I'd have to ask them what else do you want to encompass besides bump stocks. If they want to make
just,
it specific.
Just bump stocks.
Well,
but,
then
just,
I was,
you, give me a sentence that you think would cover bump stocks.
I would provide a statutory definition of bump stock that tracks as closely as possible the non-mechanical devices that Mr. Cargill has. And I certainly wouldn't say single function
trigger. Great statutory language.
Yeah.
You got anything better than that?
what he's getting at is, if they had meant to cover this, how would they have written it to cover this thing? Because if you can't give an answer to that, then you're not really playing the game fairly. To say this statute doesn't cover bump stocks, you have to be able to explain how the statute could be changed to cover bump stocks and how it would be different than this one. And then show that they intentionally neglected to cover this. They intentionally wanted to leave this be available. And he can't. And in fact, the answer he gives is they'd have to completely rewrite the statute.
I think you could say any device, and this may be a little too broad, but you could say any device that is used to accelerate the rate of fire from a semi-automatic weapon. That would certainly capture bump stocks. It might capture some other things, but those other things would be similar enough to bump stocks that Congress would probably want to ban them as well.
Which would ban an awful lot of things. And maybe that's the answer that, you know, could be settled on legislatively. Last thing I'm going to do here, and I do this only for the sake of illustration. I've been doing this all morning because, you know, not everybody listens to all 4 hours. I get that. That's why I try to catch you in your car or wherever you're doing. I just want you to know practically what the difference is with all of these things. The practical difference ranging between, say, 1,000 rounds a minute for a fully automatic weapon or maybe 100 to 200 rounds a minute for somebody just pulling the trigger as fast as they can pull it, okay? This is the sound of an AR-15 basically firing just twice randomly. Okay? Kind of fast. Sorry, I don't know why my computer's giving me weird fits on this today. This is now somebody firing the AR-15 very fast, pulling the trigger every time, a competition shooter showing you how to, between changing targets and aiming and firing very, very quickly. You can pick up any gun in the nation and fire just like that right now, legal, no problem. Another person doing the same thing. It may sound very fast, but that is just finger back and forth very, very quickly. Now, here is bump firing just by holding the gun without using any kind of device, just pulling the front of the gun forward instead of pulling the trigger and then letting it oscillate between your finger and the barrel in the front. This is just doing that manually. This is the bump stock that they're discussing at the Supreme Court. This is with the, you know, again, pulling it against your trigger finger and then having a slide that it goes back and forth in that doesn't have any spring. This is what's called a forced reset trigger. It makes the trigger action shallow so that you can pull it faster with your trigger finger, kind of fluttering your finger up against it. Okay. And then this, just for comparison's sake, is fully automatic, what is only legal for, you know, military or if you have the appropriate kinds of federal licenses. So here's my takeaway on all this. Again, the argument over what the Second Amendment allows didn't even come up in this conversation, by the way. The argument over, you know, they specifically avoided that question. The argument that all machine guns ought to be legal or the argument that machine guns ought to be illegal is not at play here. It's a question of which devices violate the federal law and the ATF's interpretation of it. And if your goal is to make guns fire more slowly, all semi-automatic guns can be made to fire pretty quickly. The difference in lethality in a civilian, ordinary situation between firing it again and again with your finger and firing it fully automatic, the limit is how much ammunition you can carry. And it doesn't really make that big of a difference. You're going to spend so much time changing between magazines that it doesn't really matter. So it's probably, in a way, a little bit all moot in the end, but this is the distinction that they're making in the law. 725 on News Radio 92.3. Jake Scott, traffic on the fives.
Well, I'm not seeing anything out there on our roadways to speak of. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 east and westbound through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly this morning. If you're coming out of Milton on Highway 90 through Pace, not seeing anything slowing you down. No slowdowns on Burgess or Olive. Cervantes is clear, and we're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. If you do see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you're thinking about doing a home improvement project, making a repair, fixing, upgrading, remodeling, whatever, Pensacola Hardware is a great place to get not just the supplies for that, but the advice that you might need for that. You know, they've been doing this since 1851, and so the kind of the institutional knowledge that's passed on from generation to generation is available to you. You know, the kind of wisdom built up by a company that's been operating during 33 of the 46 presidential tenures. If you just want to think about it that way. One of the 50 oldest businesses in the entire country, the oldest in the entire state of Florida, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As America continues to endure sin and debauchery of just about every type, I find myself evaluating my patriotism. For many Christians, it's become increasingly difficult to express patriotism when the powers that be are wholeheartedly endorsing the wickedness of same-sex marriage, abortion, transgenderism, and such the like. However, for me, my patriotism is primarily rooted in gratitude for our country's biblical foundation. My patriotism stems from our country's past in spite of her present. I love that our coins say, "In God we trust," and our pledge still includes one nation under God. Our national anthem declares, "Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God do we trust." If we want God's continued blessing, we must get back to Him, because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
My little darling, it is love at first sight, is it not? No?
Good morning, 728 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, just for context, I know it came up a little bit, but the whole issue of the bump stock firing is that was the Las Vegas shooter used that kind of technology. And the interpretation came after that and the response to ban them in places like Florida. I mean, that's the whole issue, is we saw a horrible massacre done with a particular technology. Let's prevent that technology. At least that was the goal. Let's see, in the newsroom this morning, David Wayne has got our headlines. David?
Well, all eyes are on the Supreme Court today. A major announcement expected here in the next couple of hours. It is expected that that may be the ruling in the case of former President Trump's eligibility for the Colorado primary ballot. Simple taxes may be easier and cheaper this year.
The IRS's pilot program, Direct File, kicks off today in Florida, Arizona, California, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming.
IRS Direct File is a service that is another option for taxpayers. If the Direct File pilot program is not the right fit, then taxpayers can simply choose another option to file their return.
The IRS's Alejandra Castro says primarily Direct File is an option for taxpayers who use a standard deduction reduction in both the student loan interest and educator expenses deductions. It is not for those who itemize deductions. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
Thanks, Natalie. And you too, closing out their Las Vegas residency at the Sphere over the weekend. Saturday was their final night of the 40-show residency, and looks like a pretty cool venue.
Yeah, and I know Brent Lane from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, he saw them over the weekend in their final performances, and he said it was indescribably awesome because it was almost like U2 was more of the pretext to show off the real capabilities of this Sphere, you know, and like, man, I can't even tell you how cool it was to watch all the things that they did creatively with the technology in that venue.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court has an announcement scheduled at 10 a.m. Eastern, unusual because the court's not in session today, leading to speculation it's about whether Donald Trump can be kicked off primary ballots.
The Colorado court was the first to invoke Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, barring former office holders who engage in insurrection from holding public office. Maine and Illinois also joined Colorado in removing Trump from their primary ballots, but the decision has been stayed pending an appeal.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, Colorado and Maine are two of 16 states holding primaries tomorrow, Super Tuesday. Nikki Haley wins the Republican primary in Washington, D.C., beating Donald Trump for the first time.
Rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him. And we can't be a country in disarray and a world on fire and go through four more years of chaos. We won't survive it.
Haley campaigning in Portland, Maine. Trump delivers remarks today at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Haley's campaigning in Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got mostly cloudy skies and 64 degrees this morning in Pensacola. One person was killed, another critically hurt in a motorcycle crash over the weekend in Escambia County. This happened on Saturday afternoon, and FHP says the motorcycle was attempting to turn onto West Detroit Boulevard but ended up crashing into the tree line. A 58-year-old Alabama woman was riding as a passenger, and she died at the scene of the crash. The driver was taken with critical injuries to Baptist Hospital. FHP is still investigating. Senate Republicans are calling for more immigration enforcement. The funeral for Lake and Riley, a woman killed by an illegal immigrant recently, was held last week. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says many of the immigration issues in the country could be greatly helped by going back to Trump-era policies.
Well, the realistic path forward, if we want to end this crisis, begins by Joe Biden reversing the executive orders that he made. Every single one of them was designed to reverse a Trump policy.
Rubio was on Fox News Sunday. During a trip to the southern border last week, President Biden called on former President Trump to support the Senate border security bill, which was rejected by lawmakers last month. Well, Friday's Pick-A-Bowl fundraiser for Mana Food Pantry was a big hit. The event was a sellout with about 500 tickets and bowls sold. At least 15 soups were available to sample, and everybody who attended got a handcrafted bowl made by a local potter. All in, organizers hoping to make about $60,000 from that event.
That will all stay right here in our local community, helping people who are hungry, folks who you and I meet every day, and we don't know by looking at them that they are hungry. But they are. And so childhood hunger is a major problem in our community. A lot of the funds that we raise here actually will go to help feed a lot of kiddos across Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
That is MANA's Executive Director, Dee Dee Flaunlacher. And she says that while the event will provide many meals for those in need here in our area, hunger is an everyday occurrence. And she says they always need more help. So if you'd like to donate to MANA, check their website, manahelps.org. There's more information on what they need there. Firefighters from the Midway Fire District rescued four people that were trapped in a vehicle after a crash this weekend. That one happened on Highway 98 Saturday morning over by Camping World. Two vehicles had collided. One of the SUVs rolled, and there were four people trapped inside. Rescue crews immediately started extricating the four trapped people. All of them were taken to area hospitals for treatment, and Channel 3 reports the driver of the other vehicle involved in that crash was turned over to law enforcement for further investigation. Well, NASA and SpaceX celebrating today. They had a successful launch of that Crew 8 mission that was headed to the International Space Station.
Engines full power and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
That launch had to be canceled on Saturday because of weather concerns, but Sunday was a go. They blasted off from Cape Canaveral. The four crew members will spend 6 months on the International Space Station conducting experiments. The astronauts are three men and one woman. They are expected to dock at the space station Tuesday morning. SpaceX has now sent a total of 53 people into orbit across 13 Dragon flights. It is 7:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
All right, we are starting to see some issues this morning. Highway 98 eastbound, right at the exit for Hurlburt, we have an accident that is now backing traffic all the way back up to the new Publix in Windhaven. This is going to be a major slowdown this morning. If you're headed out 98 going towards Mary Esther, it's going to be really, really slow. Highway 98 westbound through Tiger Point, also seeing our normal, usual backup there at that light at Garcon. And Highway 29 south through Inslee, we do have an accident reported right there, and that is going to cause some major tie-up as well. If you see anything out there, let us know. 437-1620, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your premium and commercial landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice and foggy start to the morning. Fog possible, especially along the coastline. High today near 73 degrees with a chance of some isolated showers. Overnight tonight, rain chance will increase with a low near 64. Wet into the day and a wet start to your Tuesday. 90% chance of rain on Tuesday. High on Tuesday near 68 degrees and a low near 60 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 65 in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze, 64 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Noting that it's seeing very strong demand for its artificial intelligence servers, Dell Technologies reported an adjusted per-share profit for the latest quarter that crushed expectations. The computer maker's total revenue, $22.3 billion, was about as expected, though down 11% from a year ago due to continued soft demand for PCs. Shares of Dell are soaring 15% in after-hours trading. In the regular Thursday session, some late buying helped February go out with a bang. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite each notching fresh closing highs. For the NASDAQ, up 144 points today, it was the first record close since late 2021. The S&P gained 26 points. Something new at Sonic. The fast food chain has added a couple of crispy chicken tender wraps to its menu for a limited time. There's a hickory barbecue crispy tender wrap and a cheesy Baja crispy tender wrap. Each is available for $1.99. And they're offered for now exclusively via the Sonic app. That's Your Money Now.
We are tackling summer learning loss, turning the page on what was to nurture the world within. Gulf Coast Freedom Schools is a free 6-week summer literacy and cultural enrichment program for Escambia County students K through 8th grade. Apply online by May 31st, 2024 at gcfreedomschools.com. Class sizes are limited. We are Gulf Coast Freedom Schools, where words change worlds.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Well, life on a farm, a kind of laid back, ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack, I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
Yes, that must mean that we have Ryan Jenkins coming on for our once-a-month check-in with our farmer up in Jay, Florida. He owns Jenkins Farms. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great. Always good when I get a chance to talk to you. Again, one of the most favorite things that we do. People love this segment. They love hearing from you. People might see you out spreading, what, sand or powder or something all over the fields right now, but that's not what you're doing.
Yeah, it's funny that you asked that. Just this past, I believe it was this past week on one of the local Facebook pages here. You know, there's so many new people that have moved to our communities lately. They don't know what we're doing, and that's part of the reason we do this show, right?
Right.
To try to tell them what we're doing and get them on board with what agriculture is. But they asked, what was the sand-looking stuff that farmers are applying to the fields? And I laughed so hard because I started reading the comments. You know, there were several that said they were spreading Dollar General seeds was one of them. Another one was
nice.
Another one was it was house fertilizer. You know, all these things, and it's like, yes, that's exactly that's how I feel about it. But
my only concern is if it were in fact Dollar General seeds, then you guys aren't spreading enough of them for all the Dollar Generals we grow here locally. But you know, anyway. So.
Well, that's right. We don't ever get up as many as we plant.
That's right. Sure. That's right. You go.
But
but what it but is
anyway,
actually?
So what that actually is that's lime. That is crushed limestone. That is how we adjust the pH of the soil, the acidity of the soil. And the reason that's important is, and you know, I've always got people either calling me what do I need to do for my yards or what do I need to do for my food plots. All this kind of stuff. I'm putting out the fertilizer. It's not working. Well, if the pH, you know, in a short and simple version, if the pH isn't correct, the plants can't adequately use the fertilizer. The fertilizer won't work correctly if the pH is not right, and then the plant can't take it up. So sometimes if the pH is off, you can put as much fertilizer as you want out there, and it's still not going to make a difference. So There's my tidbit for the week. If your food plots aren't doing good or your yard isn't doing good, get a soil sample and see what the pH is and start from there.
And you do, people may not realize, and you and I have talked about this before, but it used to be that you would just, you know, dump a bunch of lime out there and hope for the best. And then over time, it's gotten to be where now you can really sample each fairly small region of soil and then apply the appropriate amount of lime to each appropriate field or slice of a field in order to bring them all into the ideal pH range, right?
Right. So now basically we micromanage everything we do. You know, used to you'd take a 100-acre field and you'd drive around and get a few soil samples and mix them together in a bucket and send them off, and they would send you back what's wrong with your field and what needs to be applied to it. Now we break it up, you know, with computer and GPS. We break it up into 2.5-acre grids. So we'll have a whole bunch of 2.5-acre fields that make up a 100-acre field. We'll send that off, and then they'll send us back an actual prescription that we'll put in our machines. And it recognizes that, hey, this 2.5-acre section here needs a ton of lime to the acre. The next 2.5-acre section might only need 500 pounds. The next one might need 1,500 pounds. Next one might be 2 tons. So you see, it's adjusting how much it's putting out as you're, you know, live, as you're going through the field, so that you're putting out the exact right amount for that area.
And you're continuously, by this process, you know, normalizing and re-nourishing the soil to create its maximum productivity so that you get the best uptake of the nutrients through the plants, right?
Correct. Absolutely. So then in turn, where before we were having to put out more fertilizer because the pH wasn't just right, now mm-hmm. we're putting out even less fertilizer than we ever have because we've got that optimum pH out in the field.
And that'll cut down on, obviously, you know, the more you have to put out, that's a sort of a contaminant of sorts. That's also cost input. All makes perfect sense. So it's not sand, and it's not Dollar General seeds, so it's good to know. Also, this month is National Peanut Month, your favorite month of the year, right? Other than harvest season.
It is. Yeah, well, harvest season is usually, if it's a good harvest, is my favorite time of the year, yes. But, yes, it is. It's National Peanut Month. It's something that we like and we celebrate, you know. And if it's okay with you, I'd kind of like to go over a history of the peanuts.
Yes. Can you, Ryan, hang on for just a second before we start that. Let me get a quick traffic break, and then we can come back to that. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, we've got a few areas to report this morning. Highway 98 eastbound getting to Hurlburt. We have an accident right at that exit to get onto Hurlburt. It's got traffic backed up all the way past the Publix at Windhaven. That's going to be a major tie-up this morning. Also, Highway 29 south through Inslee, we have a vehicle crash reported right at about east, right at West Johnson Road, excuse me. And that's going to be backed up all the way past East Roberts Road this morning. So a major tie down there. And Highway 98 westbound through Tiger Point, seeing our usual morning backup. If you see anything else out there slowing us down on the roadway, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. You were going to give us the briefest possible history of the peanut for National Peanut Month. Is that right?
That's right. We got, about another 45 minutes, probably.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So National Peanut Month, it was born in 1974, just like me. So that's when it came into existence. And it was made to celebrate and promote peanuts. So let's talk about where did they come from. So peanuts were introduced to the Americas in the early 1700s by the Africans. And then from 1700 till about 1860 or so, they just kind of were here, you know, not much of a big deal. But then when the Civil War came along, the soldiers from the North and South both were using peanuts as protein. So that's when things really started kind of kicking off with peanuts in America. About 1895 or so, peanut butter was invented by Dr. Kellogg. So that's the first time we had peanut butter. And the reason he made that was for people who couldn't chew meat and still needed protein. Then in about 1900, that's when they said, all right, these peanuts are doing good in America. We need to invent equipment to help grow and process them. So about 1900 or so is when they started putting effort into that. Then around 1903, up at Tuskegee Institute, which is just this side of Auburn, George Washington Carver began research into peanuts. He saw how needed they were and how useful they were. And in his research, he discovered and invented over 300 uses for peanuts. So he was, you know, kind of like the father of peanuts in America. Let's see here. In his research, toward the end of his research, he realized that peanuts would be a real good rotational crop with cotton. And we all know how much cotton was grown in the South.
Yeah.
So that's when things really picked up for the peanut industry. That's when it really took off. And so then from then on, it was kind of good. But then between the 50s and 60s is when they really fine-tuned mechanized combines. You know, used to, it took a whole village of people to harvest peanuts. They would go out there and dig them with their mules and stuff. Then they would stack them on a pole and they would sit and dry, and they had stationary peanut pickers. So a whole group of men, it would take a whole bunch of men to harvest just a small amount of peanuts. Well, then in the 50s and 60s is when they invented the peanut combines that were pulled behind tractors like we see today. You know, they're mobile, it moves mm-hmm. through the field. And that's when things really took off. And then today, peanuts contribute over $4 billion to the U.S. economy each year. So we've gone from hardly anything in the 1700s to now, you know, they're a major player in the economy.
I think the only part of any of that I knew was the George Washington Carver, and that he invented so many different uses. I didn't know anything about the Civil War or the Kellogg or, you know, any of the modern manufacturing technology, any of that kind of stuff. And I didn't know that they were not indigenous. They came from Africa. That's, I mean, truly fascinating. Ryan Jenkins, he is the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. We check in with him once a month and find out how one of the major sectors of our local economy is doing, because every year it's a different story, and that's what makes it wild. Ryan, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for teaching us, and I appreciate you putting, you know, clothes on my kids' back and food in their mouths, and they do love the peanut butter, so I appreciate that, sir.
Absolutely. As always, eat more peanuts, and y'all have a great week.
All right, you too. 7:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have an import like a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a Lexus, you might think, hey, I got to take that to the dealership to get it serviced. You don't. I mean, you can if you want to. If you want to spend the time it takes, especially if they're at a distance and the gas it takes and the increased price that you probably have to pay. Or you can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these vehicles all the time. Imports and domestics, sure. They both. Same thing for your diesel engines. It's something you might think is a little bit of a specialty item. You got to go to the dealership. You don't. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service. Those trucks and, you know, Mercedes are great when they don't work, or when they do work, when they don't work. You know, it's kind of a thing. Their idea is preventative maintenance, like a healthcare clinic for your car, the way you take your body to the doctor, you take your car to them. The website is called carclinicservice.com, which reemphasizes that philosophy. They want you to bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken and expensive and inconvenient. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join me Monday at 10 for the Chamber Connection Show. This week on the Chamber Connection, we'll be talking to Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports. Ray will give us an update on all that's happening with the Sunbelt basketball tournaments and everything that Pensacola Sports is up to. So join us at 10 for the Chamber Connection.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Manna Pickleball, Fillable was great on Friday. Oh, my God, so good. And, David, you were there. David's in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David, you were there kind of covering it as a news guy, but you did get to sample a little bit.
Oh, it was so good.
Bob Solarski's lobster bisque is unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah.
No, I very, would go back again.
Very talented soup maker.
I don't know why everybody thought I was so weird for going and getting all the bowls and then sampling them side by side. That's what I'm doing. It's like I do at a buffet.
I appreciate that you got all of the bowls and lined them up like that and took a photo, because this morning I was trying to write a story about it and I couldn't remember how many varieties of soup there were. So I pulled up the Andrew McKay Facebook page.
It's not real until there's a photo.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and that's how I helped organize them. Like, you know, the favorites versus the not as favorites, and, you know, which ones I would finish and get extras of. And that really helped me figure out these six are amazing. I'm going to have more of those. So, you know. Whatever. Look on in wonder at my organizational skills. we'll get back to you for headlines here in just a second. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
All right. Highway 98 eastbound heading out of Navarre. It's really, really slow this morning. We have a traffic accident right at the exit for Hurlburt Field off 98 eastbound, and that's got traffic backed up all the way back into Navarre, all the way to Whispering Pines Boulevard. That's going to be a major slowdown this morning. It's going to take some time to get that cleared up. Also, Highway 29 south through Inslee, we have a vehicle crash at West Detroit Boulevard. It has traffic backed up all the way back to East Roberts Road. And 98 westbound getting through Tiger Point, seeing our normal slowdown. And I-10 eastbound getting by Pine Forest exit is seeing our normal morning slowdown there as well. Also, Highway 90 westbound getting onto Scenic Highway, seeing some congestion there as well. If you see anything out there slowing you down, call 437-1620 or send me a text. That's our traffic tip line. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Now back to the newsroom for David Wayne and headlines. David?
Yes, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the cause of that big smokehouse creek fire in the Texas Panhandle is now under investigation. Of course, that fire started just over a week ago. It's now the biggest wildfire in Texas history. It's burned over 1 million acres and killed 2 people. Officers with the Texas Forest Service are looking into the cause of the fire, but lawyers representing the landowners believe it may have been caused by a downed power line outside of the town of Stinnett. All eyes on the Supreme Court this morning. Big announcement expected here in just over an hour. It's expected it may be the ruling in the case of former President Trump's eligibility for Colorado's primary. And Apple being hit with a $2 billion fine by the European Union over music streaming apps. An investigation into Apple started in 2020 after Spotify filed a complaint saying it and other music streaming providers were being forced to pay a 30% fee for purchases made using Apple's in-app payment system. But Apple Music was not having to pay that fee. Apple has responded to the big fine, saying they had not uncovered any credible evidence of consumer harm.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. If you need to have heating, air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical work done, you want to call a great company that is going to come out, do it right professionally with the best products the first time, and then stand by their results 100%. Guaranteed satisfaction. That's Peden Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. And they will take care of you now. Really, I mean, the whole central time zone, they've been expanding gradually over the last few years. They expanded recently into Baldwin County and now into Mobile County. They're all the way east as far as Tallahassee now. So Florida in the central time zone or Alabama, southern Alabama, they are covering you. Now, right now, if you get a new air conditioning system purchase, you get a free tanked water heater with that. So pretty sweet incentive for that. They are also hiring air conditioning technicians, plumbers, and electricians in all markets. So if you are somebody who's looking for a change and knows that stuff really well, or you know somebody who's looking for a change and knows that stuff really well, have them give Peden a call. And as I said, they are now serving Mobile County and Tallahassee, Florida. Find out more or schedule an appointment at Peden, PEADEN.com. 437-1620 is my phone number if you want to check in with anything that we're talking about. Oh, I thought this was so adorably funny to me. You know, OnlyFans, okay? OnlyFans is known for a lot of lurid content. It's basically where people who want to sell conversations or images or weird videos or in all kinds of things, and people make all kinds of money doing it. Women make all kinds of money doing all kinds of things on OnlyFans, apparently. I just couldn't make myself much money. It's a joke, but seriously, I wouldn't be able to. But now the CEO, Kelly Blair, she's offended at the perception that OnlyFans is, like, all porn all the time. And she says, "We're a site that hosts adult content, but we also host a variety of other content, and a lot of people who create adult content also choose to create other content, so maybe yoga, and also naked yoga." Yeah, I mean, how dare they think that 95% of our business is all of our business? We also have people teaching you how to speak Spanish. We're probably naked, but yeah, they'll teach you that.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.